Hello there. Thanks very much for coming on and listening again to Seek the Truth. Trust that God would bless you. We really appreciate you listening to what we have to say. This month, 50 years ago, a man called Yuri Gagarin was the first man to enter space. It was actually on the 12th of April 1961. Well, I wasn't born until October 1961, and so, well, it's quite a long time ago in my mind, but it's quite an amazing thing to think that a man travelled into space and really went across boundaries that men had really never crossed before. The advancement of mankind in terms of technology and travel has been stupendous, and it has done a significant amount to forward other processes and developments that have come on the back of the research and work that went into such an exploit. It's amazing how we hold in our memory a kind of reverential respect for someone who crossed barriers and frontiers that many have really never done. I'm told there's only 12 people ever put their feet upon the moon. Travelling into space, there have been others, but there's still a limited number. Russia today will commemorate this man, Yuri Gagarin, by launching a spacecraft which will contain 3 space flyers. And it will go into space, and there will be a number of astronauts or cosmonauts and an American on board as well. And, well, they'll be remembering this man in particular by naming the craft after him. I would, however, like to talk to you for a moment or two about a journey in the other direction. Sometimes I feel that we've lost the wonder of the fact that 2011 years ago, from beyond the boundaries of space, heaven itself, God became man and visited our planet. One of the ancient names of God is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And from heaven itself, the Son of God visited planet Earth. His arrival was planned and predicted. The exact location of his arrival was pinpointed to a little village called Nazareth, and that was stated hundreds of years before he came. He didn't enter this area of the universe by means of a spacecraft, but he came and he was conceived in the womb of a virgin girl called Mary. And the Bible had predicted over 700 years before that time that that's the way he would come, that God would visit planet Earth, and he would come in a truly miraculous way, conceived miraculously in the virgin womb, coming to a world such as ours. We can hardly imagine what it's like to travel beyond the atmosphere of planet Earth, what it must be like to stand back and look down, what it must be like to exist in a different scene and a different world, as those cosmonauts and astronauts have done. Can you for a moment imagine what it was like for the Creator to visit the planet, one of the planets contained within his creation? Can you imagine what it was like for him to live in a world where he was unrecognized and unappreciated? The Word of God tells us that heaven is a perfect place. There is no sin. There is nothing evil. There is no time. There is nothing that is wrong in that place. And yet the Son of God came and lived in a world polluted and corrupted by sin. Well, you might say to me today, why are you so convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? It would take quite a time to explain it. But let me give you one or two pointers, as I know I have done in previous talks. It is far more than a coincidence that he fulfilled so many of the ancient predictions of Scripture. It could not have been manipulated or managed, because the people who were alive in his day had no control over the place of his birth, or the means of his conception, or the place of his death. They'd no control over the things that he could do. They couldn't have foretold that this child would be into the tribe of David and the family of the tribe of Judah and the family of David. They could not have predicted that they would have pierced his hands and his feet when it came to putting him to death, or that his back would have been like a ploughed field, or that his face would have been made unrecognizable. They could not have predicted that the day he travelled into Jerusalem on the colt would be the exact day that the prophecies of Scripture had predicted he would. It is too much more than coincidence that he fulfilled the ancient predictions of Scripture. Then there is, of course, the miraculous actions of his life. He did things no one else can do. These are not just the comments of believers, but unbelievers, historical records written by those who did not believe in him as the Son of God, but witness his miraculous actions and deeds. They are recorded for us so that we might be aware that he was uniquely different. But I want to tell you, as I close my little podcast today, that he came not just to live or to do the miraculous, he came to die. The Bible teaches plainly he came into the world to save sinners. The Bible tells us that he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And the greatest miracle of all is this. On the third day the grave was empty, the tomb was empty. He rose from the dead. And history records in unequivocal terms that Jesus is alive. Check it out. Many have done so and become totally convinced that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I trust that you will become convinced as well. Now, as always, please go back to the website, seekthetruth.org.uk. Listen to more if you care to. Read the podcast, read the blogs, and we really trust that God would bless you. And get in touch if we can help you further. Thank you again for listening.